Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 10. And verse 6, the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. What does that mean? Trying to get the Lord to come down and do it. He said, don't say that. Don't think that way. Or who shall descend into the deep? Try to get the Lord to do it. How many understand? He has already descended into the deep. Hasn't he? He has already descended into the heart of the earth. He already bore our sins and our sicknesses and the chastisement of our peace and was made poor for us. Oh, come on, come on. And he has already ascended up on high, where he has sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, where he ever lives to make intercession for us. What's he saying? What's he saying? The righteousness that is by faith doesn't say, oh, we got to get God to do it. Oh, we got to get God to do it. We got y'all pray. Oh, y'all pray. Turn in more prayer requests. Call everybody you know. Everybody pray every time you pray. Come on, pray. What are we praying for? To get God to do it. When are we going to believe he did it? When they see it. When they feel it, which means no faith is involved. Now, friend, I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. I'm not throwing any rocks. You've slipped back into it. I've slipped back into it at times. Why? Because we were taught that all our life. And it's all around us. And the more you live in the natural, you gravitate to the natural. When are you going to believe you got it? When you see it? When you feel it? Keep reading. Keep reading. He said, don't say that. Look at your neighbor and say, don't say that. Don't say what? Don't say what? Can we get God to come down and do it? Oh, pray. Pray, brother. Pray, brother. We could get Jesus to come down. Oh, Jesus, come down and heal us. Oh, Jesus, come. Jesus, come and touch us. Why is that so prevalent? Because we're dealing with hundreds of years of tradition taught instead of the Bible. And everybody just sucks it right up because when you walk by sight, that's what you're geared for anyway. Please, Lord, come down. Oh, let's just pray till Jesus comes. Let's pray till the Lord comes down and does it. Am I making this up as I'm going along? Am I reading scriptures? Verse 6, the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven and bring Christ down from above? Who shall descend into the deep and bring up Christ again from the dead? But what says it? The word is near you. It's in your mouth. Woo, come on. It's in your heart. What is? The word of faith which we preach. I reckon Paul was a word of faith preacher. That's where word of faith came from. This ain't no new thing. Paul was a word of faith, tongue talking, prosperity believing preacher. And I reckon if Paul had a ministry in a church in 2007, they'd have his name on the internet. Wouldn't they? As one of them blab it and grab it, claim it, frame it, confess it, possess it, word of faith. You do understand that is used as a derogatory term. Oh, that's that word of faith cult. And Paul was the ringleader. Because he himself said, we preach this word of faith. Then we just going to go on and leave that Faith Life Church up on the front there. Then we're going to leave it right there. Because we believe in the faith life. A life of faith. Whoo. You one of those word of faith people? You got that right. Put my name down twice. The word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth. See, he didn't want you to have any confusion about this. Confess how? With your mouth. We ain't talking about internal confession. We're talking about opening up your mouth and saying something. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or that Jesus is Lord. And you will believe, somebody say believe. Believe, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Millions around the planet believe that. I'm talking about denominations of every brand and kind. They believe that, don't they? They don't believe you beg God to personally come down from heaven and save you. They don't believe that you cry and beg. They don't tell people to come down and cry and beg. It might take a month. It might take 6 months. It might take, you know, you don't know when. It's up to God. They don't preach that. They preach this. Amen. That it's already done. Don't beg God to come save you. He's already done it. Don't try to get the Lord to come down from heaven and touch you and save you. He's already done it. What do? Your salvation is as close as your mouth and your heart. What do? You believe. And you believe you receive. And you say it with your mouth. And you're saved. But with millions, that's the end of the faith walk. That's it. Once they're born again, that's it with faith. Now the rest of it's just up to God. And for you to stand up and believe you receive a healing, well, who do you think you are? Stand up and say you claim money and believe you receive money to pay your bills? They think that's heresy. That's error. That's terrible. And yet they did the same thing to get born again. They just quit after that, and we kept going. And we need to keep on going from where we are. We have not arrived now. We need to keep on going. We need to believe we receive and believe it in our heart and confess it with our mouth. Verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Is it easy to get away from this? Oh, it is. I mean, you live in a world that's full of unbelief and full of everybody walking by sight, making decisions by sight. And man, you have to remind yourself all the time. No, quit trying to beg God and get him to do this. He's already done it and bought it, paid for it. Believe you receive it. Stand up and speak to it. Expect it to change. You got to remind yourself every day and every night, because you can slip back in to walking by sight. He said, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Did you notice there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek? How do Jews get saved? Same way we do. How do we get saved? Same way Jew. There's no difference between any group, any nationality, any nation, any tongue, any kindred, any people. Everybody needs to get saved, and you get saved the same way. Everybody. He went on to say, The Lord is rich unto all them that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? What's the answer to that? They won't. So before you can believe, you got to hear. And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? They won't. How shall they hear without a preacher? Somebody's got to proclaim it. Somebody's got to tell it before you can hear it. And you can't believe it till you hear it. And before you believe it, you're not going to act on it. Do you see the process he describes here? Now, the thing to keep in mind, we're not just talking about how to be born again. The just shall live by faith. So we're supposed to do this every day of our life after we get born again. And how's the process? You got to hear, then believe, then act on it, call, speak, believe you receive. He went on to say, let me read it again, verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And it goes further, how shall they preach except they be sent? Got to be sent. You got to be sent by the Lord and by those he uses to send. And somebody's got to go and tell it and preach it and proclaim it and say it. You see, the world does not put a value on what's going on right here now. Me standing up here speaking, oh, the preachers, men and women all over the world, standing up speaking the word, preaching the word, they put no value on that. They think if you really were a valuable nonprofit organization, then you're going to feed people, clothe people, house people, and that's all that is valuable. That's why they get upset and they think it's a waste of money to do something that would contribute to getting the word out, because that's not really important. Feeding people is important. But the Great Commission is not to go into all the world and feed people. Now, don't you misunderstand me. It's a good thing. Helping people and feeding people when they're hungry is a good thing. But filling somebody's belly is not the final solution. If they don't believe on Jesus, it ain't fixed. And it ain't going to be fixed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Believe, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303E. That's R1303E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.